Leviticus 15. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. Speak to the Israelites and tell them, when any man has a discharge from his body, his discharge is unclean. Now this is his uncleanness in regard to his discharge. Whether his body secretes his discharge or blocks his discharge, he is unclean. All the days that his body has a discharge or his body blocks his discharge, this is his uncleanness. Any bed the man with the discharge lies on will be unclean, and any furniture he sits on will be unclean. Anyone who touches his bed must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. The one who sits on the furniture the man with the discharge sits on must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. The one who touches the body of the man with the discharge must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. If the man with the discharge spits on a person who is ceremonially clean, that person must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. Any means of riding the man with the discharge rides on will be unclean. Anyone who touches anything that was under him will be unclean until evening, and the one who carries those items must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. Anyone whom the man with the discharge touches without having rinsed his hands in water must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. A clay vessel which the man with the discharge touches must be broken, and any wooden utensil must be rinsed in water. When the man with the discharge becomes clean from his discharge, he is to count off for himself 7 days for his purification, and he must wash his clothes, bathe in fresh water, and be clean. Then, on the 8th day, he is to take for himself 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and he is to present himself before the Lord at the entrance of the meeting tent, and give them to the priests. And the priest is to make one of them a sin offering, and the other a burnt offering. So the priest is to make atonement for him before the Lord for his discharge. When a man has a seminal emission, he must bathe his whole body in water, and be unclean until evening. And he must wash in water any clothing or leather that has semen on it, and it will be unclean until evening. When a man has sexual intercourse with a woman, and there is a seminal emission, they must bathe in water and be unclean until evening. When a woman has a discharge, and her discharge is blood from her body, she is to be in her menstruation for 7 days, and anyone who touches her will be unclean until evening. Anything she lies on during her menstruation will be unclean, and anything she sits on will be unclean. Anyone who touches her bed must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. Anyone who touches any furniture she sits on must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. If there is something on the bed or on the furniture she sits on, when he touches it, he will be unclean until evening. And if a man actually has sexual intercourse with her so that her menstrual impurity touches him, then he will be unclean 7 days, and any bed he lies on will be unclean. When a woman's discharge of blood flows many days not at the time of her menstruation, or if it flows beyond the time of her menstruation, all the days of her discharge of impurity will be like the days of her menstruation. She is unclean. Any bed she lies on all the days of her discharge will be like the bed of her menstruation. Any furniture she sits on will be unclean, like the impurity of her menstruation. And anyone who touches them will be unclean. And he must wash his clothes, bathe in water, and be unclean until evening. If she becomes clean from her discharge, then she is to count off for herself 7 days, and afterward she will be clean. Then, on the 8th day, she must take for herself 2 turtle doves or 2 young pigeons, and she must bring them to the priest at the entrance of the meeting tent. And the priest is to make one a sin offering and the other a burnt offering. So the priest is to make atonement for her before the Lord from her discharge of impurity. Thus you are to set the Israelites apart from their impurity, so that they do not die in their impurity by defiling my tabernacle, which is in their midst. This is the law of the one with the discharge, the one who has a seminal emission and becomes unclean by it, the one who is sick in her menstruation, the one with the discharge, whether male or female, and a man who has sexual intercourse with an unclean woman. This reading is from the New English Translation, available online at Bible.org. To find out more information about the podcast, visit us at thebiblepodcast.org.